This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 28, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has released the final report on the tragic accident that killed famed aviator Scott Crossfield and places responsibility with both the pilot and an air traffic controller. On April 19th last year, Crossfield flew his Cessna 210 into an area of severe thunderstorms at 11,000 feet, then descended rapidly in impacted terrain near Ludville, Georgia. Investigators found no pre-impact mechanical malfunctions or anomalies that would have prevented the normal operation of the airplane or its systems. NTSB says its review of air traffic communications and radar data identified no issues that should have prevented the controller from telling Crossfield he was flying into severe turbulence. On the other hand, Crossfield obtained several weather briefings before departure and reportedly told an acquaintance he was expecting to have to fly around bad weather. But by the time he encountered the weather, he'd been airborne for over an hour and had not requested any updates on the weather from air traffic controllers. It's not known if the plane's storm scope was in use, and the 210's panel lacked satellite weather. NTSB's summary of the accident's cause was, quote, the pilot's failure to obtain updated en route weather information, which resulted in his continued instrument flight into a widespread area of severe convective activity, and the air traffic controller's failure to provide adverse weather avoidance assistance as required by Federal Aviation Administration directives, both of which led to the airplane's encounter with a severe thunderstorm and subsequent loss of control, unquote. The Dawn spacecraft is finally on its way to explore the asteroids Vesta and Ceres. Thursday morning, the mission finally got past 4 years of on-and-off status, technical glitches, and even a dropped wrench. The Delta II rocket, fitted with 9 strap-on solid-fuel boosters, safely climbed away from the Florida coastline and launch complex 17B at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. By late Thursday morning, NASA reported acquisition of the probe's signal. Dawn's instruments will measure shape, surface topography, and tectonic history, elemental and mineral composition, as well as seek out water-bearing minerals on the two asteroids in an attempt to learn more about the origins of the solar system. Airbus saw its first new A380 order in 2 years on Thursday. It came from British Airways. The order was a welcome bit of good news as the company deals with corporate reorganization and fallout from development delays. The bad news? British Airways also ordered 24 Boeing 787s. Airbus chief executive Tom Enders wasn't passing up the chance to smile, though. He told Forbes, quote, British Airways' decision is another breakthrough for our flagship Airbus A380. Proof our concept is the right aircraft to tackle growth, airport capacity constraints, as well as environmental concerns, unquote. Acting FAA Administrator Bobby Sturgill told the House Subcommittee on Aviation that Tuesday's communication equipment failure at the Memphis Air Traffic Control Center was a Bell South AT&T problem. The outage isolated the facility, and controllers reported having to use their personal cell phones to contact other ATC facilities. Dozens of flights were delayed and canceled after the airspace within 250 miles of Memphis had to be closed to airline traffic for about 3 hours. The facility is networked by AT&T. The company said the disruption was caused by equipment failure. Quote, the company is conducting a comprehensive investigation to determine the cause, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA issues the new U.S. Airways an operating certificate. Pilots of the old U.S. Airways picket over unfinished business. And a China Airlines crew finds a long crack in the tail of a 737. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters and Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue with their opening addresses at this week's NBAA convention in Atlanta. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.